This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. By Alan Pogampool, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, you're with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Thank you, Tobinot. Smack dab in the middle of the madness. The state champions will be crowned for the small school boys today. The big schools will get crowned their state championships next weekend. And, of course, the big conference tournaments.
Selection Sunday is tomorrow.
Yes, it is. And the Illini probably had their ticket thrown away yesterday. But, they were so close to upsetting Michigan. And if they could have got that game yesterday, they could have been in a position to be on the bubble.
Sure.
And
sure.
Have a shot.
Although I don't think, and this is just strictly my opinion, and it means absolutely nothing, it carries no weight, I think they would have had to outright win the tournament to get in. But certainly they opened some eyes, and, you know, there are some positives out of it. They finally figured out the last half dozen games or so that if you play great defense, you're going to be in every ball game. And there was only one exception. That's when Michigan, a week ago, shot 70% from the floor, and nobody's going to beat them that night.
No.
So, you know, when you play defense, you're going to be in the ballgame. Plus, I like the fact that these younger kids now are hungry. They've seen how good they can be and where they want to go, and I just think the program's on a good uptick right now.
I completely agree. Where they were at after that eight-game losing streak with a young club, they could have just packed it up and headed off into the sunset. But the way they responded down the stretch, getting better, winning at Michigan State, at Iowa, competing like they did, a team that had just beat them by 30, like you said, a week and a half earlier, to be basically, you know, a four-foot floater away from getting them in the tournament. I mean, that says a lot about the young guys, says a lot about the coach.
And, well, and the coach and coaches at all levels tweak lineups. When none got into the lineup, things seem to happen, seem to gel. It happens. It happens. There's a lot of times there's one guy that just can step into a role, and all of a sudden, they get it.
We've talked about this before, where in college basketball now, the one-and-done scenarios, you expect freshmen to just come in and immediately be
good,
the program-changing player that they would be 4 years from now, you know, 25 years ago. A guy like Kendrick Nunn had a lot of hype, had a lot of expectation coming in, and he struggled early. But you saw the talent come through on the back half of the year. He's going to be a dynamite player moving forward.
Well, and, Tim, we talk about it all the time with our high school teams here. It's buying into the program. And sometimes it just takes a little while. And you can buy into it, but if you don't completely understand what's going on, once that happens, boom, good things tend to happen. And this is exactly what I think happened to the Illini. They finally got it. They got what Gross was preaching and realized, hey, this works. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, they almost pulled off the upset of Michigan yesterday.
A guy like Malcolm Hill from Belleville East, he's a guy who got it.
Yes.
Well, you know, that second half of the Big Ten season. And the future is very bright for the Fighting Illini.
Next year, they're going to be better. But 2 years from now, how good could that team be if everybody stays healthy, stays intact, stays in school?
And you know one thing, Gross is going to continue to recruit.
Yes. The pipeline is open.
The pipeline is open. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's really the really bright spot about Illinois basketball is the pipeline is open to the Chicago Public League and to the schools there that have these just tremendously talented kids. And, boy, the Big Ten tournament just brutal.
It's great.
It's a great.
Every year.
It's a great tournament. It is just a great tournament.
If it was played on one of the coasts, there'd be no question that it was the greatest in civilization.
Yeah, if it was played on the coast, they'd be playing every game in prime time.
That's right, on aircraft carriers.
Yeah. Or aboard Air Force One, you know.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, you never know.
Don't give them any ideas.
So, yeah, but sitting here in the Midwest, I tell you, the number of teams getting into the postseason, into the big dance, I'm anxious to see how the Selection Sunday is going to work out. Because Big Ten teams generally fare rather well.
More years than not.
More years than not.
They do. And it was a great day of college basketball yesterday. It'll be another good one today. Of course, the Billikens lost yesterday in a heartbreaker in the A-10 quarters on a three-pointer. And the man who hit that three-pointer.
Trivia of the day. Here we go.
Yes. The nephew of the late, great Hank Gathers.
Loyola Marymount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So the Gathers... legacy lives on.
It lives on.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's why people love sports, because that's why it's better than movies, because you can't make it up.
Right.
If you put that in a movie, it's unbelievable. It happened.
In movies, you manipulate the story to the ending you want. In real life and in sports in particular, sometimes the ending is not what everybody thinks, only because of the tenacity or the sheer good luck of a particular team. And you have to have luck. Every coach will tell you, you can be extremely successful, but you have to have some luck. You have to have people who are healthy and playing their best at the end of the year.
If Lady Luck's not on your side, you're not going very far.
You can be the greatest team the world has ever seen, but if Lady Luck's not on your side, you'll be sitting out.
Well, perhaps a school like Chicago Curry would fall into that. They did not have Lady Luck on their side. Now, I like to talk about the basketball gods.
Yes,
and
I
how
do
they,
too.
They pay attention. They pay attention to things. Curry just completed perhaps the most spectacular 0-25 season in the history of sport.
And you're going, Chicago Curry, weren't they the top-ranked team of the state at one time?
They were.
Oh, they were.
The number two-ranked team in the nation. Of course, they had the issue where they played basically the entire year with, I think, 7 ineligible players. Mm-hmm. So they had to forfeit all the games. I think they'd only lost one game, actually, on the year, maybe two. So they wind up winless on the year, but they lost in the first game of the regional. They were the top seed in the sectional complex. It was Curry 1, Young 2, Simeon 3, and they lost in the first game of the regional.
Well, don't you think they kind of had the wind knocked out of their sails?
I would think so. Yeah. I would think so. That's a lot of pressure on a high school club. You know, their coach gets reinstated that day. But if ever there's karma, basketball gods, whatever you want to call it, that's it right there. We'll get into a little discussion later about eligibility for schools versus the IHSA, because that's why they were even allowed to play in the postseason. But it's flat out funny to me, because we had talked earlier about just assuming Whitney Young and Curry were going to meet in the sectional final, Simeon and Young did a year ago. And I kind of was saying, boy, it'd be nice if they set it up to where they could meet maybe in the super sectional or maybe even later. And then Curry loses in the first game of the regional. I think they lost to DeSable. I think that's how you pronounce it. They were DeSable. Yeah. They were the 18 seed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we're getting ready to fill out our brackets coming up here tomorrow night and early next week. Think about that.
Chicago.
One seed in the tournament has never lost.
Yeah.
You know, that would be just as improbable as Curry losing like they did, I would say, in the first game of the regional. That can't happen, or it obviously shouldn't happen, but it did.
Yeah.
That amazes me that a one seed has never lost in the NCAA.
It'll happen eventually.
It has to eventually,
but
it's almost happened a couple of times. I hope it doesn't happen to Wichita State this year. I don't think it will because they're too good. But I hope when a one seed loses outside of Duke, that it's a big blood program that it happens to, and not like a mid-major club that's having a great dream year. You know,
all right. They don't a Hoosier-esque year.
Right. They don't need that attached to them. Well, sure, they had a great year, but they're the only one seed to ever lose in the first round.
Would you be surprised if Wichita State didn't get a one?
Oh, I'd be shocked. That'd be outrageous.
How could you not give them a one?
Launch an investigation immediately.
Okay.
They're undefeated.
Well, I know that.
Won their conference tournament.
I know that, but I'm just pointing out a point there.
Well, I mean,
you know,
if that happened, that'd be... crazy.
Oh, wow.
Look out.
You mentioned SLU losing, though. That may have been the best thing that could ever happen to them. Because then
they haven't been playing well down the last
Well, that gives them time off to get healthy and to work out the kinks.
I mean, if they're banged up, time off is good. But like Jerry said, they have not been playing well down the stretch.
No. They were off to a great start. And really, for three quarters of the season, they were terrific. But the last 2 or 3 weeks, they have just been flat. And even if you take a look at the highlights, you know, they just don't execute. They just haven't executed. They haven't shot well. They haven't rebounded well.
You got to play your best basketball this time of year, whether you're high school or college. Look at Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they've lost five of seven.
How the mighty have fallen.
From undefeated to who knows where on the seed line.
Well, they went from a number one ranking down to a number 11 and lost yesterday in the tournament.
So they'll be lower than that in the final poll of the year.
Best tantrum I've ever seen on TV, Jim Bay. Man.
Crazy,
that was classic.
Cost the team the game that night.
It did, but that was classic.
It was classic. It'll live in the internet age. That puppy ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
That'll live forever.
That's all part of the madness of March.
That's right. That's why it's great.
You know, you could talk about any other sort of sporting type event, but for 3 weeks, the sporting world is enthralled with March Madness. Not only at the high school level in Illinois, but especially when the college teams, you know, when the NCAAs kick in. And that first weekend of basketball is probably the best weekend of basketball, bar none.
I think so. In the tournament,
because you see all these different teams from all over the country playing teams they normally don't play.
Well, there's games all day.
It
starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a beautiful thing. It's over at 11 o'clock at night.
So are you suggesting the first day of the tournament be a national holiday too, just like opening day in baseball?
That'll never happen.
I could see baseball possibly, but I don't know.
No, it's not going to happen. Are you kidding me? Come on. There's more important things to worry about than making the opening day of baseball.
The
problem with opening day of baseball is that teams have different opening days.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
And then you're playing with Mother Nature.
Yeah. That's true. Would it be the opening day in Australia this year, or the one in Japan?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or the one in Cincinnati? Yeah.
It's a ploy by AB. Let's just face it.
Of course it is.
It's a ploy by
power to, they're paying those lobbyists for something. Yeah. Might as well get their money's worth. But like you said, it's easy. So that's probably exactly why Congress will do it.
Well, you think they could get together on that?
Like, this actually helps no one.
Doesn't accomplishes cost us any money.
Nothing. Let's do it. We can all agree on that.
Stimulates the economy because people will go to downtown, spend.
They're going to go to downtown anyway.
That's true, too.
On opening day.
Yeah, skipping work.
Yeah. What is it, 24 million people are involved in?
And all this is, basically this came about because of Ozzie Smith and all that. If St. Louis wants it to be a holiday, pass a city ordinance.
Yeah.
Pass a city ordinance. Baseball is bigger in St. Louis than it is anywhere else, really.
It's a ground roots thing. Grassroots thing.
If you want to do it yourself. Don't send Mr. Smith to Washington. Just do it yourself. Come on.
I'd be willing to say that there are people in Washington who don't know who Ozzie Smith is.
Probably so.
And that's sad. Go on. Who?
Sometimes big sports stars probably get slapped back into reality a little bit. You know, when you run into a wide group of people who really don't pay attention to sports, got bigger fish to fry. Who? Sorry, what?
Smith, huh? Okay.
Wait here.
Are you sure it's not Smythe?
The senator will be with you in 3 to 4 hours.
That's right.
We need a break.
We're back in just a moment.
GameZone Plus has it all. Whether you want to buy, sell, trade, rent, or repair, you need to think GameZone Plus in Nokomis. GameZone Plus has computers, laptops, tablets, movies on Blu-ray and DVD, video games and accessories, TV and musical instruments. And remember to shop local. Shop GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday. Don't forget to like them on Facebook.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
And at 9:19, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. We'll have a high of around 60 degrees. Cloudy skies with a chance of showers for tonight, mixed with snow possibly and even freezing rain. We'll have a low in the upper 20s for tonight. For tomorrow, cloudy and windy with snow and sleet possible. 60% chance we're talking about here, but on the bright side, little accumulation is expected. Expect a high Sunday of around 30 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be warmer. Expect highs in the upper 50s. The lows will be in the upper 30s. At 9:19, we have a temperature reading of 46 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's coming. Saturday, March 22nd, the 9th annual Big Brothers Big Sisters of Macoupin and Montgomery Counties Bowling for Kids' Sake. It's time to sign up your team, have fun, win prizes, and score big for Big Brothers Big Sisters. The fundraiser will be held at Super Bowl Lanes in Gillespie. Entertainment will be provided by Schroeder's DJ Service. All proceeds benefit local mentoring programs. Register a team today. Contact Big Brothers Big Sisters at 556-6120 or visit bbbscapitalregion.org.
Now's a great time to make Madison Communications your cable TV, high-speed internet, and digital telephone provider. With high-speed internet up to 20 Mbps, HD channels in every cable TV package, and expanded DVR options, Madison's the premier provider of the services you need to enable your digital life. Be on the lookout for Madison's money-saving coupons. And for a limited time, get free professional installation and upgrades. For more information, visit GoMadison.com or call 1-800-422-4848. Go faster. Go bolder. Go Madison!
And at 9:21, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Thank you, Tobin. I'm back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We mentioned earlier state champions being crowned this weekend in Peoria, and the title games are set.
Tallest Class 1A team I've ever seen, never heard of. 5'8", 6'4", 6'5", 6'10", 7 foot.
Wow.
Mooseheart. Wow.
That's big.
They toyed with Mendon Unity yesterday.
I bet they toyed.
Mendon was tougher than... Mendon made him play.
I bet they tore with a lot of people all year long.
Yeah. But Mooseheart beat them 74-61. Hayworth beat Cesar Valera 57-51. So it'll be Hayworth and Mooseheart going at it at 2 this afternoon for the state championship. Cesar Valera and Mendon Unity at 12-15 for the third place game. Nashville took apart Petersburg Porter last night. Nashville's big, physical. They're Nashville. Okay.
Typical.
It's Nashville. They beat Porter 62-43, and Central Catholic beat Providence St. Mel 51-45. So you have Nashville and Bloomington Central Catholic going at it for the championship in 2A tonight. Should be an interesting matchup. By the way, our boys from the area, Al Pogampole from Raymond, Chad Waterman from Palmer, and Torrey Points from Auburn, they refereed the Nashville and Porter game last night. So
did a spectacular job.
Yeah. So they did a nice job, so good to see them there. In boys 3A sectional championships, at Highland last night, Cahokia beat Marion 49-41. The Lincoln Railer Splitters beat Champaign Central 47-30 at the Mattoon sectional championship. And at Bradley last night, Peoria Notre Dame beat Morton 45-32. At the Convention Center in Springfield, Tuesday night, Cahokia against Lincoln. Cahokia was there at state last
year. Correct. That's right.
So Lincoln and Cahokia, 7 o'clock at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. And 4A, Edwardsville beat Normal Community 56-43. Next up for the Tigers will be Chicago Heights Marion. And
they're looking
play that game at ISU.
And they're looking for a return trip.
Yes, they are. Well. So also, Will Schaffelberger from Greenville won the 2A three-point showdown last night.
Awesome.
He hit 11 shots. And Jonathan Barth from Flanagan won the 1A, so those two guys will get to move on to the King of the Hill.
That's right.
Next weekend. So
I love the King of the Hill. You know, a lot of people don't like the three-point contest. Like, a lot of coaches, I should say, aren't big fans of the three-point contest throughout, like, the regular postseason run, you know, through the regional, the sectional, all that. And I understand that.
Yeah.
But once it gets to the state tournament, I love the King of the Hill.
This is what I don't like about the three-point shootout. And a lot of schools have gotten away from it. They do it all in one night now.
Yes.
Like at the regional level.
I
think it works out better for everybody.
I think so.
You know you're going to see everybody. Anybody wants to play, come on this night. This is when we're going to do it. We'll get it done, and boom, we go on with basketball. So, and you're right, Tim. It's fun when you're shooting in front of a big house, and you know there's pressure there.
Oh, and I remember being up at the state tournament and just watching it in person. It's just neat. And, of course, they used to have the slam dunk contest, too, which with the four-class system they can't have. That's a whole different topic for a different time. But I love the three-point shootout. Yeah, so good luck to Will Schaufelberger and the King of the Hill next weekend.
Yeah,
awesome.
He drained 11 of those babies. So
11 out of 15. Think about that.
That's not bad.
And you're talking about the way the system used to be where you shot every time your team played.
Right.
I remember years ago over at Calhoun, it was girls regionals, and some girl, I can't remember where she was from now, she made all 15.
Yes, I remember.
Every single one of them. I stood up and applauded. I've still never seen it. Only time I've ever seen it. Then the next night, she made like four and didn't even move on. Made all 15.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. By the way, the IHSA couple 3 weeks ago did announce the all-state academic team, and Bailey Schmidt from Carlinville and Austin Chaussee from Nokomis both got honorable mentions. So
fantastic.
Thought we'd mention that. Only 3 weeks behind.
Okay, you know.
We've been busy.
Been busy. Lots going on. Many things happening.
That's right.
We're juggling a lot of different balls here. Many things happening.
On the local scene, a couple other things here very quickly. Pork patty sale at Home Oil today for the Linkwood baseball team from 11 till 2:30. I ain't cooking today. And donkey basketball at Southwestern High School on Monday night, sponsored by the Southwestern Chamber of Commerce. If you need some more information, maybe you want to participate, whatever. Call Martha Darr at 618-729-4131 or Barb Moore at 618-729-4311.
And the Hillsboro Sports Association is having their baseball sign up today at the Moose Lodge. Pancakes and sausage, biscuits and gravy breakfast from now until 11. So
cool.
Tis the season.
If you haven't had breakfast, stop by. I'm sure they've got enough to feed you.
IESA news very quickly, Tim. The state wrestling tournament going on at NIU. 65-pound division. Carter Powell from Litchfield competing at 85 pounds. Caleb Cloyd and Colin Davidson, and also Cam Lee at 90 pounds. They were involved in opening round play yesterday. It'll wrap up today, and we'll have some results for you on Monday. And then Monday, Lincolnwood plays Calhoun in the Edinburgh Volleyball Sectional in Class 2A in girls volleyball. So
there we are.
Caught up.
And we will have baseball broadcast coming up for you April the 11th. That will be here before we know. It's going to be a fun doubleheader day. We'll have live action on AM 1540 of Hillsboro and Litchfield. And then on FM 106 that night, it'll be Carlinville and Greenville.
Yes.
So fun day of baseball coming up April 11th.
Ah, boy, what's a great way to start off our broadcast season. And we hope that the weather is cooperative. I think we've got some terrific matchups on opening night or opening day. So for our broadcast purposes, the season officially starts on Monday for
good luck
baseball
with that.
And softball. Well,
hopefully the weather will break. But
you know, we got a little rain or snow, freezing rain thing tonight and tomorrow, I guess.
The thing is, even if they can't play on Monday, what kind of baseball shape can you really be in?
Well,
how many outside days have they had?
And a lot of teams won't start Monday, though.
Yeah.
Some of them will probably start a week from today or close to a week from today. So, yeah. There's you can schedule, 35 games, knowing you're going to lose probably 15 or 20 of them.
You better.
So you look at the forecast.
Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Otherwise, you have no arms left.
Right.
You look at the forecast Monday next week, early next week. They're only calling partly cloudy and warmer, upper 50s. So.
Oh, I don't doubt that the weather would be maybe good enough to play next week, but I just wonder if they could be ready to play.
Yeah.
That's what I wonder.
I bet they're ready. Yeah. You know, like any sport, especially for baseball and pitchers, you know, give them a couple of innings and you move on.
And it's all about the pitchers, you know. If the pitchers are ready, the hitters are ready.
Yeah.
Something that wasn't ready was Chicago Courier the other night when they lost in the first game of the regional after their big, I guess, scandal, had to forfeit all their victories. But it got Terry and I talking this morning. We had a pretty interesting conversation, I thought, about how it all worked out for Curry that they were actually ineligible by the Chicago public school standards.
Right. CPS.
Chicago Public. They were ineligible by those standards. Yeah. Probably one of the most maligned school districts in the country.
It has had its...
It's had a few issues.
It has had its detractors,
and probably rightfully so. Well, I mean, they don't do many things well. They play basketball really well.
Well, you know.
But they were ineligible by CPS standards, yet they were eligible under the IHSA eligibility standards, which are different. Like the Chicago system, which like a lot of the individual schools base it on GPA.
Right.
Certain, you have to be above a 2. More times than not, it's a 2. Could be a 2.5.
And by the way, schools do have the right to set their standards.
Right.
Every school.
As they should.
Under IHSA bylaws.
Right. So that's the IHSA bylaw. But at the same time, the IHSA then implements their own eligibility standard, which apparently, I didn't know they had one, it's quite low.
Yes.
2.5 credits passed is all you have to do to be eligible, according to the IHSA, to play in postseason events. I was in high school, you know, 10 years ago now. So it's changed.
Yes.
But we had 8 credits. So 2.5 is all you had to pass to be eligible? Seems extremely low. To be my point, point was, and this is where Terry and I disagreed, the IHSA, there's no reason
I'm not going to necessarily disagree with you. I'm just going to point out an alternative view.
Right.
That's all.
But my point was, there's no reason for them to even have an eligibility standard number. You know, their bylaw is the school sets whatever they want to set. So why even have that standard in place? To me, they came off looking silly when a national story breaks that the IHSA has lower academic standards than the Chicago public school system.
Well, I guess you would run the risk on an organization of voluntarily, you know, an organization you can volunteer to belong to, if there were no minimal standards. And a school came in and says, well, you know, as long as you show up the night of the game, you can play. You know, that is certainly an extreme, very, very extreme example, but that's probably why.
But they could just set the standard at GPA 2.
No.
Or, you know, if they like credits better, set a credit number. But it just seems rather low, does it not? Student-athletes, correct?
Student-athletes, couple things here. First off, I'm wondering if they're taking into account weighted programs, weighted academics. I don't know. I have no idea on the situation, on that particular situation, or even if it comes into play. Don't know, so I'll just move on to the next point. My next point would be, is it better to keep young people involved in an activity where they're supervised or let them run the streets?
Right, but if they're already ineligible by the school standards, what does it matter?
True. Well, and that's a good point, but you're not guaranteed that every school district is going to have that eligibility at that, you know, higher point. I'm just saying the IHSA probably has a minimal thing just to make sure that there's a baseline in there so that there are minimal standards. I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
But I can't imagine there's a school, and I don't know what the numbers would be, but I can't imagine there's a school that has a lower eligibility requirement than 2.5 credits.
I don't know.
If they're basing that on 8, which is what I'm basing it on because that's what it was when I was in high school. That's unbelievably low.
Well,
does PE count?
Don't know.
PE band, bam, 2 credits right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
You take art, you know, maybe a shop class, I'm eligible.
But most of those classes don't exist in small schools around here anymore, a lot of them.
Yeah, that's a very fair point.
I mean,
that's flat out true.
It is. And with cuts in school funding, I don't know what's available as far as classes and academia. And so I think to get back to your original point, why is the IHSA even have a standard?
Right.
I think basically, and I don't know, maybe we should talk to the IHSA people, but probably just to give a baseline, you know, the very lowest level that of some sort of eligibility, just to give schools an idea. If schools want to make it a higher requirement, that they're perfectly welcome to do so. I don't know.
And this is a situation where this, you know, they've had this policy for how long. You know, this is over a long period of time. And it's one of those things you never really think. I didn't even know they had one. You know, people, you don't pay attention to it. You don't think about it until something like this happens.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. But it just caught me off guard. It just seemed odd to me. I couldn't compute it in my brain that the IHSA had lower academic standards than the Chicago public school system.
And you know what, Tim? When we come upon these issues with eligibility, a lot of times it's transfer issues.
Right.
It's not really the academic side of things. It's transfer issues, residential issues, and that sort of thing. And it's not the academic thing. And so in a sense, this is kind of unusual. It really is. But, you know, the IHSA stepped in and took their victories away, and Chicago Curry basically folded in the regionals. And
it all worked out in the end.
I guess it did. The basketball gods, as you say, took a peek on the situation and said, well, let's see here.
Yes.
But again, this was a team that was ranked second in the country and number one in the state. And
kid going to Kansas,
yeah.
Cliff Alexander.
How does it affect this kid? How does it affect, you know, other kids that were involved in the program? That's interesting.
Think Kansas is a little nervous?
Could be.
And it was never reported if he was one of
right.
the seven. It'll never be released, obviously,
yeah.
from privacy standards. But just interesting situation.
So you're thinking, your train of thought is do away with the eligibility standards if you're the IHSA. There's no need to have them.
To have that type mm-hmm. of number, you know, mm-hmm. if their policy is they're going to allow schools to set mm-hmm. their own eligibility standards, then have that be your policy. Mm-hmm. It's up to each individual school. Now, maybe they are concerned that a school would set it so low, but that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
So, my point would be, why even have a 2.5 credit thing? Just say our policy is we leave it up to our member institutions
sure.
to
sure.
do what is best for their students.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I
don't know.
I don't either.
You know, this is coming from a guy who didn't even know they had this until a couple of days ago, you know. So what do I know about it? What do I know?
Well,
I just have an opinion and a microphone.
We sometimes, from our standpoint, when we're involved in broadcasting and following local teams and such, we don't really think about the inner workings of the high school association
no.
much, and the rules and the regulations and the bylaws that goes along with it. And again, the schools, the member schools, they voluntarily belong to this organization. They're not required. Not all schools belong to the Illinois High School Association. They don't. Not all of them belong to it. Most of them do, but not all of them. The IESA is another situation where you have three or four different organizations that represent schools across the state. So the IESA, which most of our schools around here are involved in at the junior high level, is really only representing about a quarter of the schools of junior high.
And let me say this. I think the IHSA is a great organization.
Oh, yeah,
they do. They do a fabulous job. I mean, they do so many things well.
Well, when you look at the diversity of this state, you come from Cook County to deep southern Illinois, the diversity of the state of Illinois, not only in the population areas, the style, lifestyles, the different, it's a long, drawn-out state, and to offer this many different activities and to really pull off these tournaments at a, you know, pretty successful, they do a heck of a job. They really do. And, yeah, do they come under fire? Sure, we've put them under fire
sure.
once in a while. But
that's the way it goes.
But for the most part, these guys do a nice job. And you know, it's not easy. And yes, they have to raise some money so they can keep having tournaments. So that's why, you know, you want to have good crowds at state tournaments. And I still think that was a big part of the four-class system, because they were having trouble drawing crowds. And the smaller schools tend to draw bigger crowds because it's a community-type thing.
If a school district doesn't belong to the ISHA, where do they go?
They belong to a different organization. There's some there might be like a Baptist Association or Lutheran Association or something like that. Some of these private schools could belong to.
Yeah, they just wouldn't
and
be
they
able
might
to play.
Belong to both of them.
Yeah,
I don't
wouldn't
know.
Be able to play in the postseason tournament.
Yeah.
They could still play
sure,
whatever
yeah.
schools they wanted, I'm
yeah.
pretty certain. They just yeah. wouldn't be able to be in the tournament. But to speak to the quality of the IHSA, there's a reason other states
oh, yeah.
look to the
right.
Illinois
right.
High School
right.
Association
right.
to see how it's done, because they know what they're doing. They know how to run a tournament.
Well, and if you don't think they know what they're doing, let's go back to the Bass tournament. Everybody, you know, a lot
right.
of people laughed at this thing and thought it was goofy. And you know what? They had so many participants in this Bass tournament they have in the spring. It's incredible.
It's one of the more talked about events.
It's one of the more talked about events. It's on national
yes.
TV, for God's sakes. I mean, it's huge.
Yes.
So they find activities that kids are involved in and like to be involved
right.
in.
Right. And with that said, if you're a bass fisher, as long as you get 2.5 credits, you're eligible and you're good to go. Cast away, baby. Cast away. We need to get to a break. Back with more Sports Saturday in a moment.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Kerber, Eck, and Breckel in Litchfield. Quality flooring 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Quality you can stand on. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. And by SaveUtech in Litchfield. Saving your technology today and tomorrow. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond. BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports, for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook. Extra pounds are not healthy, so slim down for spring by counting calories and fat grams right now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim, 0.5% and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
And at 9:41, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 60 degrees. Cloudy skies with a chance of showers, possibly mixed with snow and freezing rain for tonight. Will be colder. Expect a low of around 28 degrees. Heading into Sunday, cloudy skies. It will be windy with a chance of snow and sleet mixed in. 60% chance they're talking about, but the good news is little accumulation is expected. Expect a high Sunday of around 30 degrees, and the extended look of the forecast Monday through Wednesday, partly cloudy skies and warmer. We'll have highs in the upper 50s to lows will be in the upper 30s. At 9:41, we have a temperature reading of 48 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Rodney Davis is working hard to change Washington and ease the burden on middle-class families.
I'm Rodney Davis. I ran for Congress because Washington is broken. Wasteful spending is destroying our economy and putting all of our kids into debt.
Rodney Davis is fighting to cut the debt that threatens the American dream. And he's working to pass a balanced budget amendment to end the deficit spending once and for all.
Today, after just over a year as your congressman, my concern has only deepened, and my resolve to fight for solutions has only strengthened. We need to cut waste, create jobs, and repeal and replace Obamacare.
Rodney Davis, fighting against wasteful spending, standing strong against Obamacare, working to change Washington.
I'm Rodney Davis, and I approve this message because the fight to change Washington isn't over. It's just beginning.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Grow your own way.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Hello, I'm Melissa Van Giesen, certified licensed athletic trainer at Teamwork Rehab. If you have a sport-related injury, come see us at Teamwork Rehab. We provide athletic training services to all local area athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab offers free injury screening to all athletes and weekend warriors. Don't suffer with an injury. Give us a call at 532-4160 to make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:44, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Terry Tope.
Top it up. Thank you so much. Back on Sports Saturday. Coming up in 2 hours at 11:45, Cardinal baseball for you today. Braves today, Mets tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
We'll have coverage tomorrow as well at 11:45 on AM 1540.
We were talking amongst ourselves, Tim, about Eric Jokic, who was a graduate of Virginia High School, and a lot of people know Eric, and he has been sent back to a minor league camp with the Cubs, so he had a pretty good spring for the most part, but they've sent him back down to the minor league camp. So Eric's still in baseball.
And I would say when you get optioned to minor league camp at this point of spring training, made a good impression.
Yeah. They're gonna plan on using you somewhere down the line.
I mean, at this point, they're getting ready for the 25 mm-hmm. guys mm-hmm. that are going north to be ready for opening day.
Right. So, you know, Eric's still pitching, and let's hope that he can make his major league debut here.
Absolutely.
That would be cool.
And I guess for the Cubs, though, it's head east.
Head east. So,
I guess there's a chance maybe someday the Cardinals could wind up with spring training
Arizona.
It seems like a lot of teams are just kind of vacating Florida.
I think one day they're all going to be out west. And it's probably going to help Florida baseball teams and make to the major league level.
Yeah. Won't help the Diamondbacks any.
You never know with the population centers out there.
They've already got their fan base built up.
They've got their fan base built up because they've had some success. They're consistent about their success for the most part. I mean, it's not like the Marlins where you go in and 1 year you're good and then sell off everybody. So Arizona's in pretty good shape out there, I would think, as far as their fan base is concerned.
That'd be a different day for baseball, though, if all the clubs left Florida and everybody was out west for spring training.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a big deal.
Well, it would be a big deal. I just think that you would have some advantages.
There seems to be a lot more weather issues in Florida.
There you go. That's the first thing. A lot more weather issues. And it's if you can get everybody pretty much together, you can expand your schedule on the teams you play in spring training.
One thing I've noticed, the Cardinals do not play any division opponents in spring because the rest of them are out in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an advantage for the Cardinals. And that might be, we always try to figure out what makes the Cardinals so good. Obviously, they have great players.
Sure.
They have great talent, great leadership, management, all the rest. They do everything well. But perhaps one of the little built-in advantages they have is in spring training, when they're tinkering, showing all their prospects off, none of the division sees them. You know, all those other teams were out there in Arizona. Guess what? The Brewers are seeing the Reds' best players year in, year out in terms of prospects, what's in the pipeline.
Sure.
All these young guys who just came up for the Cardinals this last year and blew everybody away, nobody in the division literally had ever seen them.
Yeah. Well, I bet they're getting...
Well, in minor leagues they might have, but at the major league level in terms of when your pro coach, your major league coaches are there, everyone's in one place. You're not seeing those guys.
It's a distinct possibility. It's a distinct possibility. But a lot of it has to do with money. And a lot of it has to do with the ability to raise money, to operate as cheaply as you can. And there are times that spring training camps in Florida are damaged by hurricanes and weather, and you maybe don't get the time outside that you like. So I wouldn't be shocked that eventually everybody ends up out west.
Yeah, I mean, there's been conversations the last couple of springs, like with the Cardinals, that it's a possibility, they say. If teams keep leaving, their hand will be forced to do the same.
How many teams are left in Florida?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. I think it's about an even split.
Is it?
Close, I think. Maybe a few more out
there. As long as there's an even split, because the Cardinals just got into Roger Dean Stadium not too long ago. So,
well,
I mean,
and
they're
the thing
in a new facility.
And the thing about the Cardinals is they draw well in the springtime.
They do.
And a lot of people, enjoy the trip to Florida to enjoy spring training with the Cardinals. A little bit further trip to the west. if they went that direction. So,
well, still nothing wrong with the West in February.
No,
not a bad place to be. Not a bad place to be.
No snow?
No snow. I hope not anyway.
Well,
hope not.
You got to think of, too, the time frame, the clock differential.
Well,
Arizona's on what, mountain or Pacific time, depending on what part of the state you're in.
And, you know, that may have, well, that played into a big part going back to the original division split with the East and the West years ago, because there was talk of putting the Cardinals in the Western Division, which they probably should have been, and the Cubs in the Eastern Division, and the Bush family threw an absolute fit and says, we will not. That will not happen. And they didn't want to be part of the West Coast, where they had those games that would start at, you know, 10:30 our time. So the Cards and Cubs were in the Eastern Division, Atlanta and Cincinnati in the West. So that's how that came about.
Short end of the stick there.
That was the short end of the stick. But, you know, the Cubs and Cardinals had some pull.
The Braves and Reds found out where they stood real quick. Oh, not quite as high on that totem pole as we thought we were. Little lower down.
The squeaky wheel got the oil. So, you know, that's how it was then anyway. So now, you know, Houston's finding out, playing in the Western Division of the American League, about the time difference.
Well, that would be an even bigger deal now, mm-hmm. with every game being on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the billions of dollars that get thrown around in TV contracts, mm-hmm. if the Astros were anything, and I'm surprised, you know, that's a big city. Houston,
sure.
One of the biggest cities in the country. I'm surprised they went along with that.
Well, that was the caveat in order to have the new owner buy the team. They had to agree to go to the American
League.
Kind
of had
their feet
held to the fire.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah, you got a lot of games starting 9 o'clock,
so
every night. I mean,
it kind of dwindles the TV audience. So,
but the fifth inning, everyone's gone,
or should be.
Should be good game or not?
Yeah,
got to work tomorrow.
Hey, that darn job thing keeps getting in the way. You know,
I've ruined myself more times than I can count when the Cardinals are out on the West Coast. You know,
stay up, and you know, especially in the playoffs. Oh. You know, you're struggling to stay awake, and then you come in with like 3 hours sleep the next day. And
it's those extra inning games that always get me, though. It's like, it's the 14th inning. I can't go to bed now.
Yeah.
I've come this far.
I'd be an idiot to turn
right.
it off now, you know. What happens if, you know, Matt Holliday hits a home run and the Cardinals win? So
missed it.
Yeah.
He's on fire, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Colton Wong has really come on strong the last week or so, and is trying to make the brass pay attention to him. So.
Amazing what happens when you just relax as a ball player.
Well,
you know, let the game come to you. Easy to say, so hard to do.
But you know what, Tim? I think that's the case in any business, in any job that you're in, whether it's a teacher or a radio announcer or a baseball player or whatever you might do. Until you become comfortable, you're really not as efficient at your job as you could possibly be. So,
yeah, that's true.
And
very true.
You know, we try to make it easy going around here at the radio station, not put too much pressure on you. That's why I made you come in after signing off at midnight last night, coming in early this morning, Tim.
That's brutal. It's rough. It's hard sitting down.
Yeah. Well, you know. My butt gets bigger every year, but the padding gets thicker, but the chairs get harder.
That's the truth.
The bleachers get harder.
Ooh.
Come basketball season.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Man.
Some of those plastic bleachers aren't as comfortable as you think they would
be. They aren't.
You know?
They really aren't.
This was the first year I felt actually the plastic bleachers at Hillsboro. I'm like, I really, first couple of years, I'm like, oh, no problem. This is because Louis Lang's wife works with me on the girls' team, and she's always complaining about how hard those bleachers are at the gymnasium. And it's like, I've never thought of it. And like this year, it's like, you know what? You're right.
You see a lot more people bringing in the
chairs.
How I haven't gotten one of those is beyond
me.
We need to get a couple stations. Kevin!
You know what,
KT,
we need a couple of those stations.
WSMI logos on them. Bam! Let's get it. Make it happen.
Every night I go to a ball game, somebody asks me, well, where's your chair? Where's your little chair with your back? And I'm going, I don't know. I'm just not that smart.
Yes! Where is it? Kevin! On it! Now! Let's go! That'd be fabulous.
Yeah.
It's a health issue, really.
Well, there we go.
It's a health issue.
That's right. It's a health issue. Although I'm leaning forward most of the time when I'm broadcasting,
unless
aren't you?
Yeah.
You don't ever have your
I'm never leaning back.
We're never
really
leaning back,
Can you get workman's comp from that? Is that possible?
Where's Pete Drummond?
That's right. I wasn't provided a back by my employer. I don't know if that works.
The legal answer is no.
No.
I think
this is America, though.
I think you're full of it. I think you're full of it, too.
Of course I am. It's the definition of frivolous. I can get it through at least one circuit, baby. At least one.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Well, they do have those padded seats, though, that some school districts have.
Oh, yeah. Can,
you know.
Padded seats?
Yeah.
For the players. Here? Padded
yeah,
chairs.
No, oh. No. I'm talking, no.
The padded the chairs.
The regionals, they had topper padded seats that just went over the hardwood thing. You just sat on it and made it a
those
lot easier.
Those high rolling.
That's how we roll.
There you go. Right. Who knew? Who knew?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The regionals seem like they were so far away so
doesn't
long
it
ago.
Though?
Oh, it does.
Doesn't it?
It does. It does.
And we talked about it before, but what a great high school sports season it has been. And yeah. we anticipate that the baseball season mm-hmm. is going to live
and
up to what we've seen
well
so
too.
Far.
Yeah, softball's
yeah, some
well.
Really quality clubs yeah. around again.
Yeah, it just should be a lot of fun this year. And it all boils down to pitching.
Always does.
In both sports and the ability to and the big problem that spring sports have, Tim, and we see this a lot, is you'll get going, you'll get playing, then you'll have days where you may or weeks where you may play one game, and then all of a sudden everything's rescheduled towards the end of the season, so you play 14 or 16 games in 12 days, and by the time the postseason starts, when you should be at your peak, your arms are dragging.
Yep.
You know, you're basically worn out. And there's a lot of things going on as you go towards the end of school. I mean, with your seniors, you know, they're thinking about, well, gosh, this is it. You know, the school's ending now. You've got finals. And then you've got all these games that you're playing. And you know, academics, you got to admire these kids that, you know, when especially in the springtime like this, when it's so nice outside near the end of the season. It's tough. I mean, they have to really be committed to play these games, do their homework, and keep everything
senioritis.
Going. Oh, man.
But Terry, you mentioned, it's funny, pitching for baseball and softball, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
In baseball, do we have enough of it?
Yes.
In softball, do we have a dominant one?
Do we have a dominant one? Yes. And, in you know, a few years ago, they moved the pitchers played back 3 feet in high school softball, which I think really improved the game at the high school level. It allows people to at least put the ball in play once in a while.
To me, it's noticeably increased the run scoring.
Right, right. And I think that, and I'm always one of these guys when it comes to baseball that I like a 1-0 or 2-1 ball game. But in softball, pitching was so dominant there because the coaching is better, the programs in the summer are better. You know, you have better people, pitching coaches that you work with. Things just get better, and an adjustment was necessary. So they moved the pitcher's plate back 3 feet, and now the ball gets put into play a little more often, and it makes for a better game.
I guess so. To me, softball almost had the way it used to be, almost had a soccer quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so strategic.
Yes.
I mean, the strategy that would go on in a softball game where you literally knew that a base runner could make the difference.
Right.
You know? How many softball games did you see, Terry? We talked about it before, where, you know,
it was 1-0.
A bunt yes. single, you steal second,
yep.
you move to third on a sacrifice, and you score on an infield.
Or a pass ball.
Or a pass ball.
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Just the small things when literally every single pitch mattered.
Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, one run, you felt comfortable with a one-run lead a lot of times if you had a dominating pitcher because you just figured nobody was going to get on base, and if they did, they wouldn't get very far.
Yeah, you're happy if you get a base runner. Forget about a run.
Yeah.
You scratch out a base runner.
So, I remember a lot of 1-0 ball games, a lot of extra inning games that were scoreless until somebody would score in the 14th or 15th inning, and you know, you're just going, wow. I remember umpiring a few of those ball games, you know, you're going, wow. And you know, of course, my strike zone probably didn't help them.
it
was pretty big, so we kept the game moving. But,
that's right. The Mack truck strike.
There you go. Drive that Mack truck through it. That's right. It's big. It's big.
But you know what it was? It was big and consistent.
Well, the best thing you could hear is, he's been calling down a strike all day long. That's what you like to hear from the crowd.
Music to an umpire.
Hey, absolutely.
Right,
you know, I never claim to be good, folks. I never claim to be good. I just work cheap, okay? That's all it is. I never claimed to be good, or never claimed to know what I was talking about. So, But well, I usually had a good time.
There you go. That's all that matters.
That really is all that matters. So, but I would generally, if I had a ball game, I tell both coaches, hey, Mack truck strike zone.
There you go.
Be swinging. If it's in the county, you better swing.
They give you three pitches for a reason.
Three pitches, and we'll see you back on the bench.
There we are. We are out of time this morning on WSMI Sports Saturday. Enjoy the basketball this weekend, whether it's high school or the collegiate March Madness scene that is getting set to unfold beginning on Thursday.
And 2 weeks from Monday, Cardinals start for real.
How about that? That's fast.
2 weeks from Monday.
2 weeks from Monday. They'll be in Cincinnati that day.
Yeah.
Spring training baseball today live at 11:45 on WSMI AM 1540. For Tobin Ott, Terry Tote, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.